FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Insisting that it does not target hospitals, Israel says it was an Islamic Jihad missile that destroyed a hospital in Gaza. Hamas is blaming Israel for the explosion, but Israel says it has video and other evidence proving it is not to blame. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says hundreds were killed in the blast.
Very soon, video was posted from Gaza of bodies laid out near the ruins of the hospital. So many dead and the size of the explosion together looked to be having a profound impact on what was already the most dangerous crisis in the Middle East in a generation.
The explosion has had an impact on President Biden's trip to the Mideast. While he has been meeting with Israeli officials, Mr. Biden's planned visit to Jordan for talks with Arab leaders has been canceled. All House business remains on hold as lawmakers have yet to name a new speaker. Republican Jim Jordan failed yesterday to win the speaker's gavel, but they'll try again today.
Jordan fell 17 votes short of the majority he would have needed to prevail. The Ohio Republican had initially sought to force a second vote Tuesday evening, but he ultimately pushed the vote to Wednesday. Jordan had gained some momentum, picking up endorsements from prominent players who had initially said they would not support his bid. However, during Tuesday's midday vote, 20 Republicans came out against Jordan, casting their votes for other lawmakers. It took former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 15 rounds of voting to win the gavel. That House has been without a leader for over 2 weeks, amid Republican feuding that has left the chamber paralyzed. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Russia's Putin and China's Xi pledging closer foreign policy coordination. The pledge comes as the two allies meet in Beijing. On Wall Street, Dow features down 121 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From director Kevin Sorbo comes Miracle in East Texas. During the Great Depression, two aging con men peddling shares in worthless oil wells find more than they're looking for.
Lotharians.
He's talking about you.
A tale of hope and redemption.
A true hand to God miracle is what it is.
Miracle in East Texas. Starring Kevin Sorbo, John Ratzenberger, Sam Sorbo, and Louis Gossett Jr. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters October 29th and 30th only. Go to MiracleInEastTexas.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Ugandan authorities blame an ISIS-affiliated group for a deadly attack on a tourist vehicle near a national park. A tourist from Britain, another from South Africa, and their local guide were killed. Unknown assailants set the victim's vehicle on fire along a road by Queen Elizabeth National Park. It's in a remote area of southwestern Uganda near the border with Congo. Attacks within and around national parks are rare in Uganda. Specialized police units have been deployed there. Ugandan police blame the attack on the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF. Inflation in the UK holding steady at 6.7% in September as easing food and drink prices, price rises were offset by gasoline prices. The flat reading reported by the Office for National Statistics was unexpected. Most economists had predicted another decline. It means the UK's inflation rate remains more than three times higher than the Bank of England's target rate. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Rochester, New York-based National Toy Hall of Fame is 25 years old.
And the Hall of Fame announced that one extra toy will be inducted this year, chosen by fans from among five toys that have been finalists multiple times. On that list are the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, My Little Pony, PEZ, the Pogo Stick, and Transformers. Fans can cast one vote per day through October 24th on the National Toy Hall of Fame website. The winner, along with the other inductees, will be revealed November 9th. They will join past winners, including the jump rope and teddy bear, on permanent display. John Scott report.
A new report says that crash and fatality rates among drivers under 21 have fallen dramatically in the U.S. over the past 20 years, but young drivers still the riskiest group behind the wheel. The report is from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. Get on Wall Street, stock futures in the red this morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Clever winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, a lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s, and for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
Bury me in Georgia. Chattanooga, south of that state line, there's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign. It's where I was born, it's where I was raised. Ain't saying I'm ready yet, but that's the place I wanna be. Shoes y'all put on my feet. I don't care how many show up, yeah, or who reads my eulogy. Just take me out to that graveyard, sing a Sammy Holmes song. Put gold dogs on my headstone and pile that red down. Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace. Underneath the pines, yeah, 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 where my roots run. Gone too far. I'm running wide open. I was
picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com. 98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Stars like confetti at 98Q Country. It is a Wednesday, and we've got an 18th day of October. Yesterday turned out to be, well, pretty good. It took a while to warm up yesterday, but once it did, that 1 or 2 hour window we had of about 55 or 60 was pretty nice, but man, it was stubborn to warm up yesterday. We'll see what happens today here. 57 is what they're telling us for the high temp today. A lot of cloud cover, with maybe a couple of rain showers now today. Southeast wind at 7 to 14 miles an hour. Our temperatures will continue to be in the low 50s for the remainder of the week. So we'll see if that 57, we'll see how soon we get to that here today. Let's get a quick update on this Wednesday morning. What's going on, Wisconsin Radio Network? We've got a quick news and sports minute.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, Senate Republicans pass a special session workforce development bill that includes support for families paying for child care. Majority Leader Devin Lemieux of Oostburg said the centerpiece is a tax cut.
A $2 billion tax cut. That tax cut starts at the incomes of, for a single filer, of $27,630.
The average family with two kids would get a $6,000 tax break. A man who illegally brought a loaded handgun into the Capitol has been charged with a misdemeanor. 43-year-old Joshua Taco Pleasnik is scheduled to appear in court on Thursday morning. An arrest warrant is out for a Milwaukee man in connection to the death of his 12-year-old son. The body of Jakari Robinson was found malnourished and decomposing last week. Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Phillies are just 2 wins away from advancing to the World Series for the second straight year. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Kyle Schwarber hit 2 of the Phillies' 3 solo homers in a 10-0 rout of Arizona in the NLCS.
You know, try to be great situational hitting. That's the story of the postseason. And if we all embrace that like we are right now, good things can happen for us.
Trey Turner also homered for the Phils. Aaron Nola fired 6 shutout innings for the win. Game 3 of the ALCS tonight in Arlington. Texas Rangers have a 2-0 series lead on the Houston Astros. Packers have added some depth to their running back room. They signed James Robinson to the practice squad yesterday. He spent 3 seasons with the Jaguars after joining the team as an undrafted free agent in 2020. Bucks blown out by Oklahoma City, 124-101 in preseason action last night. Malik Beasley led all scorers with 20 points. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
This is Ernie Johnson, Jr. Sports is about overcoming obstacles, and college coaches work hard to help young men overcome Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's called Coach to Cure MD, and you can help. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online to coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501. Help coaches cure MD.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Stuck in that endless loop of deciding what to watch next?
I want to be free.
With Pluto TV, you can dive into over 250 channels dedicated to every genre and entertainment, from crime to action, drama, comedy, reality, and everything in between. Pluto TV is TV the way it should be.
I want to be free.
It's easy and it's free. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start watching now. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Clever winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s, and for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
It keeps going. There's more.
Only the best. The best. Only the best.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
Politics. amazing. He said, I fought two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl.
Stop the giving and start.
dollar and the clock on the wall don't own me. Shine a light, shine a light, like mama's front porch when I'm lost and lonely. Start forgiving and start forgetting. Need somebody that's worth remembering. Live a life so when I die, there's standing room only, standing room only. Standing room only, standing room only.
Up there from Tim McGraw. Standing room only, 57 is what we're looking at today. 42, much, much warmer than what we had yesterday. Boy, we started out about 27, 28 yesterday. But I saw something on social media, whereas a year ago yesterday, where we had some significant snowfall, I think up in the Hurley Ironwood area, they had several inches, if not like a foot of snow a year ago yesterday. So that'll make us, should make us thankful for a little bit of more acceptable start to winter. We are going to see the temperatures. The extended forecast is indicating that Halloween week, that weekend or a weekend leading up to and Halloween, we're going to see temperatures get down to, you know, 35, 40 for high temps. So this 50-degree high temp pattern will continue for probably about another week. And we're going to delve into some more fall-like temperatures. 57, again, is what we're looking at for the high today. 47 right now. Reality Radio comes up. We've got some local, good local stuff to talk about. We'll do your local birthdays. Volleyball. Tournament volleyball last night. Everybody who's remaining will play tomorrow night to try to move on to the regional finals. We'll tell you what happened last night. Coming up in our 7 o'clock news and sports get-together. Got a quick weather update now brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Clever winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, a lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s, and for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. got Hail Mary hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So tell me, who the hell am I to expect the Savior? When I only talk to God if I need a favor. God, I need a favor.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Pictures on her phone, and tears in her eyes. Waterproof makeup ain't made for breakups. On a Saturday night, then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still around. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back. Say goodbye, then try to make it all right, just like you're doing to me.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Oh, baby, you're a wildfire that light me up, that light of control. Yeah, you know, baby, you're a tall drink. Little top shelf that'll get me gone. Hold on. We both know that road that we're going down. And right now all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your hips. Every time you out been looking like
gonna get your pretty little head on my shoulder and get closer. Girl, you know I love the way you slip your hand under my shirt, then it's over. Go slow. We both know that road that we're going down. Right now, all I can think about, I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these four wheels on a two-lane, we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips. Girl, I'm hugging on these curves like them jeans on your head.
He's a busy guy. He's got his mind all over the place there. 47 is what we're waking up to. Actually, 42 we're waking up to. We will get to 57 today. But cloud cover and a few rain showers are a possibility. So we'll see how this plays out. Not real windy. Southeast winds 7, maybe gusting to 10 to 15 or so today. Not too shabby. If you're a big fan of the baseball playoffs, you're loving that. Some good games going on there. Packers finally back in action. It's been a long time, and they had a bye week last week. They'll be in Denver for a 3:20 kick on Sunday. 1 o'clock will be our pregame coverage right here on 98Q. All the local volleyball tournament action. We'll tell you how our area teams did coming up in our 7 o'clock news and sports. Some words of wisdom to get the day moving right now. Focus on the Family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Yesterday, I spoke to fathers about how to help their sons fight the battle against sexual temptation. Today, I want to speak to the moms out there. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. When it comes to your son and the topic of sex, it's usually less embarrassing if a male role model leads the charge. Hopefully, that's Dad. But if he's not in the picture, moms can still play a positive role. Say, for example, your husband is reluctant to talk to your son about sex. It may be because he doesn't know what to say. If that's the case, look into some resources that will equip your husband with the tools to make that conversation easier. In fact, you can go to our website at focusonthefamily.com to find those resources. But what if you're a single mom? Well, I suggest you enlist the help of a male authority figure that your son trusts, perhaps a coach or someone from your church. In fact, that was my story. I grew up without a father, but I had a coach who made all the difference in the world. He took me under his wing and set me on the right path. Finally, both parents should recognize this. As teens get older and busier, they become more independent, and that's natural, but it means you'll have to work harder to stay connected with your son. So maintain the tether of love at all costs. It's the only way to ensure that when they need you most, you're going to be there. To help your boy thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs. Which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices. Instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions with scattered showers developing, those high temperatures working up into the mid-50s. Clever winds out of the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Showers then more likely for tonight, dropping back to 45. Scattered showers still in the forecast for Thursday up to 53. Friday, a dry start to the day, but a chance for some afternoon showers developing, a high of 54. Saturday, a lingering slight chance for a shower through midday, upper 40s, and for Sunday, staying dry, 47. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 46.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music. For kicking up dust in a tail light glow. Drive